Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
This is Basic Bootcamp Lesson 2. My name is JP, and I'm here with Fernando.
Hola, JP.
Hola, Fernando. So today we've got another basic lesson about introductions. And in this lesson, we're not only going to learn somebody's name, but we're also going to learn their nationalities. All right, let's listen to the dialogue.
Hola, soy Michelle. Soy costarricense.
Hola, Michelle. Yo soy Carlos. Soy estadounidense.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Hola, soy Michelle. Soy costarricense.
Hola, Michelle. Yo soy Carlos. Soy estadounidense.
One more time with a translation.
Hola, soy Michelle. Soy costarricense.
Hello, I'm Michelle. I'm Costa Rican.
Hola, Michelle. Yo soy Carlos. Soy estadounidense.
Hello, Michelle. I'm Carlos. I'm American.
All right, Fernando, what just happened?
Looks like Michelle and Carlos met for the first time. So they told each other their names and nationalities.
Okay, so Michelle was Costa Rican, right?
Right. She said she was costarricense, and Carlos said he was estadounidense.
Now, Fernando, do Latinos always introduce themselves with their nationalities?
Sometimes we do. Your nationality gives you a lot more information. Remember, there are 20 countries where Spanish is the official language, and the population of Spanish speakers in the U.S. is huge.
Okay, so I guess nationality is a good thing to be able to talk about, even at the very beginning level.
Sure. So let's take a look at the vocabulary. Estadounidense.
American.
Estadounidense. Estadounidense.
All right, what's next?
Costarricense.
Costa Rican.
Costarricense. Costarricense.
All right, what's next?
Puertorriqueño.
Puerto Rican.
Puertorriqueño. Puertorriqueño.
All right, what's next?
Inglés.
English.
Inglés. Inglés.
Okay, last one.
Español.
Spanish.
Español. Español.
All right, Fernando, where are we going to start today?
Let's start with costarricense.
Costarricense. This is someone from Costa Rica.
Sí. Costarricense.
Got it. Costarricense. So how about someone from Puerto Rico?
Puertorriqueño. Puertorriqueño.
Puertorriqueño. So puertorriqueño is a Puerto Rican dude, right?
Yes. The feminine word would be puertorriqueña with a vowel at the end. Puertorriqueña.
Puertorriqueña. All right, that A vowel at the end of an adjective indicates feminine. So like Jennifer Lopez.
Es puertorriqueña.
And Mark Anthony.
Puertorriqueño.
Okay, so Mark Anthony doesn't get the A vowel at the end because he's not feminine.
Right. Jennifer Lopez is puertorriqueña. Mark Anthony is puertorriqueño.
Cool. So puertorriqueño is an ethnicity. What's their nationality?
Estadounidense.
Okay, so estadounidense is American.
Yes, because Puerto Rico is part of the U.S.
Right. So how do we say it again?
Estadounidense.
Estadounidense. Now that's the masculine form, right? So what's the feminine form?
Estadounidense. With this word, the masculine and feminine forms are the same. Estadounidense. Same with costarricense. The masculine and feminine forms sound the same.
So Mark Anthony es estadounidense.
Y Jennifer Lopez es estadounidense también.
Y yo también, ¿eh? Me too. I'm American. Yo soy estadounidense.
That's your nationality.
And my ethnicity?
Filipino.
Claro, of course.
Yo soy mexicano.
You're Mexican?
Sí. Mexicano.
Mexicano. What about the feminine form? What about like Salma Hayek?
Salma Hayek es mexicana.
Es mexicana. Y Penélope Cruz, mexicana, ¿no?
JP, Penélope Cruz es española.
All right, she's Spanish. Okay, so how do we say that again? A Spanish woman?
Española. Penélope Cruz es española.
Española. So that's the feminine form, and a Spanish dude would be...
Español. Same as the language, español.
Okay, the language, español. You know, that's a good point. English is like that too, right? The word for an English dude is...
Inglés. Inglés.
Inglés, like David Beckham.
Es inglés.
And Victoria Beckham...
Es inglesa.
Es inglesa. Okay, David Beckham es inglés, Victoria Beckham es inglesa.
Así es.
Got it. So, Fernando, before we get to the grammar point, I want to ask you about my nationality again.
Sí, JP. Tú eres estadounidense.
Right. Soy estadounidense. Now, what about the word americano?
Yeah, we get that all the time. Americano, or the feminine americana, would be someone from America.
Right. So, I'm from America.
But in Spanish, America means North America and South America. So if you say soy americano, we get it, but technically it's not a nationality.
All right, now let's talk about some grammar. We've been using the verb ser to talk about nationalities. The verb ser is like the English word to be, and we use it to talk about identity. So if I want to say I'm American, we said
soy estadounidense. Soy is a first person form of ser.
So soy means I am.
Yes.
Okay, now what if I'm not talking about myself?
Who do you want to talk about?
Fernando, I want to talk about you. So in English, I'd say you are Mexican, for example.
Eres mexicano.
Mexicano means Mexican.
And eres is the word for you are.
Eres.
Sí, eres mexicano. You're Mexican. But...
But what?
But you probably won't go around telling people that they're Mexican. You might ask someone if they're Mexican.
All right, then. So how do you make eres mexicano into a question?
Eres mexicano? Are you Mexican?
Eres mexicano? Just like that, with the question intonation?
¿Eres mexicano?
No, Fernando, soy estadounidense.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, so I am...
Soy.
Soy. You are...
Eres.
Eres. What about a third person when we talk about Salma Hayek?
Es mexicana. Salma Hayek.
Es. So that's she is, right?
She is, he is, it is. It's all es.
Es. Okay, cool. So those are the singular forms of ser. I am...
Soy.
You are...
Eres.
He is, she is, it is?
Es.
Cool. So those are all the singular forms of ser that we used in the dialogue and in this lesson. There are also plural forms.
Do we have time to teach them now?
Well, we can just list them off real quick because I know some people want to know. So we are?
Somos.
You are?
Son.
And they are?
Son. It's the same word.
Okay. And I should mention that in Spain, they have a special form for you all are.
Sois.
Sois, right? And you're only going to hear that with your friends from Spain. So anyway, those are the plural forms of the verb ser.
We'll go over those in a future lesson.
Solid. Okay, thanks, Fernando, and thanks, everyone, for listening to Basic Bootcamp Lesson 2, and we'll see you at Lesson 3. Hasta luego.
Bye.
Hola, soy Michelle. Soy costarricense.
Hola, Michelle. Yo soy Carlos, soy estadounidense.